Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with T, with Rep T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos daf 19. Abaye talks about a statement I actually say all the time. It comes right here from the Gemara Brachos that we could all learn from. He said, a man should not speak in such a manner, saying that you did not punish me sufficiently, for it is like a hint that he is asking to get punished. Since Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, and so a braisa was taught in the name of Rabbi Yossi, a man should never speak in such a way, or woman, as to give an opening to Satan, for it is as if he is admitting to the prosecutor that he deserves punishment. Al tiftach peh l'satan. Don't open your mouth to the satan. Don't give him an opening. God forbid, heaven forfend. And Rav Yosef said, what verse proves this? It is because it is written, we were almost destroyed like Sodom. What did the prophet reply to them? Hear the word of Hashem, O rulers of Sodom. So what we could learn from this, what we should learn from this is that we should always be careful with the words that we say. You know, in general, the old phrase, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words can never hurt me, is very false, very untrue. Words are extremely damaging, extremely hurtful. There's an old saying that somebody who spread tales and gossip and tale-mongering and motzi shem ra rechilas lashon hara went to a rabbi and asked, how could he take back what he did? And I'm not exact details on exact the story, but the story goes, I think, that he said, go take a pillow, take all the feathers from the pillow, release the feathers into the wind. And then he came back to the rabbi and he said, I did that, rabbi. What should I do now? He said, go collect all the feathers that you released from the pillow. And then he said to the rabbi, rabbi, I can never take all those feathers back. They're gone. And the rabbi said, so too your words. You can never take back your words. So we should always be careful with the words that we say, how we say them. Speak softly and speak in advance. Think of what you're speaking and don't open your mouth for bad things, God forbid. Only say good things. Only think good things. Only talk good things. Never give an opening for the satan ever. And hopefully everything will be good. We'll think good. We'll talk good. And we'll always stay away from lashon hara, motzi shem ra rechilas, and stay away from inciting the satan in any way possible, God forbid. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 20 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.